wood's knife or something like that that you can cut.
Just a little pocket.
The pocket, you can, when you want to cut something, you can cut something. You want to go over, you can do that.
Yeah. But you have all sorts of... Of what?
Well, that one, them kind of knives. No, I had one that had several different kind of blades. You know.
Yeah.
You could take that knife, pull it out, shoot down in a cork and pull it out. Nothing, you could pull that blade out, whittle with it. Nothing on there, you know. Sharp end, turn around, you could roll over with it.
How do you keep them sharp?
Well, file them with a file, or else take a rock. What you call a grinding rock. It's a grinding rock. I've got a piece in there somewhere. That I can get dull, get sharp. So a file, you take your shoot sharp with a file.
A grinding rock?
You can't, I mean a grinding rock now. The old way you can just take a grind on it, it'll never be sharp.
Yeah.
It'll never be.
Did you ever see one that would go around?
Well, that's a big ground rock, you know.
Yeah.
And call you.
You ever see a little wet? Wet rock?
Yeah. And then you take a big ground rock, you know, be in a rack. Now I want to hold my axe. I can hold my axe up and just hold it on, man. That's hard.
Did you ever see now folks with shards who shave with a straight razor?
No,
they use a leather.
Yeah, use a straight razor, and sometimes just use a leather strap. See?
Yeah. Well, now, you get your water now, you turn the water on, it comes out of the what?
I got running water. I just turn the faucet, and you hear the water come.
Yeah. Out in the yard, if you turn the water on, it comes out of a...
Well, out in the yard, I got a faucet out there. It's running water where I got to, because I got a faucet down there and one up there.
Yeah.
Just screwing holes on there if I want to want the water carry off. And if I want to just catch the water, I'll pull me up and set me down there and catch the water, and I'm going to get it up and cut it off.
Have you got a spigot of any kind?
What?
A spigot? Spigot? You know what a spigot is?
I don't know. I don't understand what that is.
Okay. Never heard of a spigot. When you wash your dishes, would you use a kind of a cloth or a rag to wash them with?
Do you wash your dishes, you see? Wash them with a rag? Well, I do now. Wash my dishes.
With a what?
With a dish rag.
Okay.
Soap, water, and dish rag.
And you dry them with a?
Well, I dry them with a drying cloth. Then sometimes, I just take them and put them in some and pour hot water on them, see? Pour hot water on them, and they'll dry themselves.
Yeah.
What you call scalding the dishes.
When you're in the bathroom and you want to clean your face, do you use what would you use? Just a little small...
Well, sponge.
Or you might use a kind of a cloth or a rag.
Well, I call them regular little...
Wash
rags.
And when you're taking a bath or something, you use a
towel. Use a towel because... I can take a towel and I want to take a bath, you know. I can wash all around and then if I want to wash my back, keep my back, I just catch over one end of that towel that way and saw it. I tell you what, I'm going to tell somebody. Now my wife, and I first married, and we didn't have no sister ring. One more, the order we had to use it was a tub or a pan. So she had a black spot right in the middle of her back. I haven't seen it. And I told her how to do to keep that out of there. Told her when she take a bath, have a long towel, you see. So then never did that see that no more. Of course, you couldn't reach it, some place, you know, just, that's what I'm talking about. Little space you just couldn't reach with that rag up in the back and up over there. Little spot, maybe you couldn't reach that way.